This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. We have a packed lineup of guests for you today, and we'll also be joined later in the show by my old oppo and co-host, the lovely Jules Serkin. I want to kick off by saying a huge thank you to this week's show sponsors. The Business Bunker Show is pleased to partner with Pink Spaghetti PA Services, Thanet and Canterbury. Your PA service provides your 25th hour of the day, email marketing, diary management, press releases and much, much more for your small business. You can follow Vicky and the team at Pink Spaghetti Services by following them on Twitter at @PinkSpag_Vicky, and that's spelled V-I-K-K-I-E. A huge thank you to Pink Spaghetti PA Services, Thanet and Canterbury, for supporting today's show. Do get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you, as always, the people out there in the southeast of England. And the best way of interacting with us live on the show is to tweet me. You can tweet me at VanillaWeb. Please use the hashtag BBunker, and then we'll find your tweet and we'll give you a shout out. So do that. Let us know that you're listening and join in with the conversation. I've already had a few tweets and I want to kick off by reading some of those. The lovely Kim Stevens, Care in Kent, she says, I'd love a mention on the Business Bunker Show for the Care in Kent at home care workers in Ashford and Folkestone. Thank you to the home care teams who work tirelessly for the needs of our clients to ensure that they feel comfortable, safe and secure. If you see us out and about, give us a wave. So absolutely, that's Care in Kent, lovely Kim Stevens and her team of home care workers based around Ashford and Folkestone. Give them a wave if you've seen them about. Also, huge congratulations to the fantastic Mr. Paul Babra. He has, as far as I can tell, yes, he has. He has been nominated in the top three for the Taste of Kent Awards. So, huge congratulations to Paul and Rani Barbara. And fingers crossed for you. Hope you go on to greater things. But that's Paul Babra in the Taste of Kent Awards. Okay, Tunbridge Wells Council have said there's only 5 days to go to round three for business, our discretionary grant scheme. It's open and the deadline to apply for it is the 21st of March. If you've got any queries or you want to find out anything about it, you can drop them an email at businesscovid19@tunbridgewells.gov.uk. Let me give you that email address again, businesscovid19@tunbridgewells.gov.uk, to find out about the Tunbridge Wells Council discretionary grant scheme, and the deadline is the 21st of March, so you've only got a few more days left to apply for that. So if it's something that you need to look at, now's the time to do it. Okay, what else we got? Lovely folks, Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks. It sounds like it's going to be another great show today, full of useful information, tips and sound business advice with a bit of a laugh thrown in too. And they say we could do with that lately, a bit of a laugh. So have a great show, Paul and Jules. Well, thank you very much, Bev and Tony. We do try to keep it as light-hearted as possible, especially in this day and age when there's not a lot of light-hearted stuff about. And Jules has replied to that with her collection, her back catalogue of some of the photographs of us doing various things over the years that she finds amusing. So if you want to see that, give Jules a follow on Twitter, Jules Serkin, and you can see what she posted there. The lovely Sarah Smith, Rockfit with Sarah in Ramsgate. She says about Jules's bit, awesome picks, you guys. You guys rock. Have a fabulous show. And can you give a big shout out to Venom Research? It's their 11th birthday today. That's Venom Tech. You can follow them on Twitter, Venom Research. 11 years old today. Wow. Dr. Steve and the team, congratulations on your 11th birthday. Give them a follow, Venom Research. And also give Sarah a follow, Rockfit with Sarah. Let me tell you her full Twitter handle. Oh, it's RockFitSarah. RockFitSarah. Give her a follow. Thanks, Sarah. What else have we got? The lovely folks at Telcare. It's Business Bunker time with Vanilla Web. Tune in and get the latest Kent business news. That's Telcare Limited, the telecom systems providers, over there on the Midway City Estate. I want to say a huge thank you A huge thank you to Kings North Appliance Repairs. Now, these folks came out and fixed my dishwasher, which I broke. Well, I say I broke, it broke. And they did a fantastic job of repairing my dishwasher. And I just want to say a huge shout out and thanks to them. They're a family run business based in Kings North in Ashford and have been repairing appliances, white goods type stuff, for over 30 years. They aim to provide a professional and affordable repair service for your appliance, and they certainly did for mine. So a huge thank you to the guys there for repairing my dishwasher. You can find out about them by going to their website, which is kingsnorthapplianceRepairs.co.uk. KingsNorthApplianceRepairs.co.uk. Give them a check out. Fantastic folks. Great job. Highly recommended. Thank you so much for fixing my dishwasher for me. I'll tell you what, I had to wash up by hand over the weekend. Didn't like that at all. Wasn't good. Wasn't good at all. This Friday, the 19th of March, Kent Creative Online Meetup, 10 a.m. to 11:15. Three artists present their work: Sarah Blacker Barrowman, Josefina Cupido, and Veronica Tong. People presenting their work at the Kent Creative Online Meetup this Friday, 19th of March. If you go to the website www.kentcreative.org, you can find out all about it. I'm sure that's going to be, I think that's a weekly thing they're doing at the moment. I'm fairly sure that's every Friday at 10 o'clock. So if you're in the creative industries, that's the place to be on a Friday at 10, it seems. Martin Reeves, charity buddy, has been on Twitter. Have a fab Business Bunker show. I'm listening live up until school run time. If I could have a shout out, please. Of course you can, Martin. Martin runs Charity Buddy. It's a an organisation that raises funds for local charities. Give him a follow. His Twitter handle is charity_buddy. I tell you what, you must be a bit relieved the kids are back at school now, Martin, because Martin, like a lot of the rest of us, was homeschooling, and that was just hard work, wasn't it, mate? I know. So hopefully it's a bit easier now they're back at school. Although, of course, as you say, you still got to do the school runs. Jules is touting her Whitstable Mum in Custard Shortage book again. I don't know what's all that about. I mean, she's obviously trying to drum up some more sales. I have to say, it's quite funny. Check it out on Amazon, Whitstable Mum in Custard Shortage. Right, what else have we got? We've got Intune PR. One of our guests later on today is Matt from Neptune Bars, Matt Butler, and they provide mobile bar hire. And Darren from Intune has gone, mobile bars. Yeah, we haven't seen any for a while, that's for sure. And the lovely Tracy Ferguson just finished my values workshop, so I'm getting ready to relax this afternoon listening to Paul, Jules and the guests. Have a fantastic Business Bunker show, everyone. Well, thank you, Tracy, and thank you for your support, as always. We really do appreciate it. Okay, some news. There's an app set to boost businesses and help customers feel safer than ever. It's an app that tells you how busy your favourite shops and restaurants are in real time, and it's set to boost businesses as they get ready for reopening later this year. This is an app for Canterbury, and Canterbury City Council will be the first local authority in the South to roll out the Locale app. That's what it's called, the Locale, which is free for customers and businesses to use. The app draws information straight from Google Business Pages and informs users of venue opening times, COVID-safe measures, queues, locations and reviews. The Locale is expected to be more valuable than ever as the district reopens, and the app team has been busy building a more comprehensive selection of categories for businesses and venues to select. The app, which can be downloaded from the App Store or via the website at www.thelocale.info. It's currently free for both customers and businesses, and anyone wanting to sign their venue up should contact by email info@thelocale.info. QR codes to download the app have already been featured on Canterbury's student maps and shopping maps in Whitstable, Tankerton and Herne Bay, along with a series of adverts promoting the hard work of businesses to make the high street safe. If businesses want to find out more, then they can contact the local economy team by email business at canterbury.gov.uk. So that's Canterbury Council Local Economy Team, business at canterbury.gov.uk. Okay, what else have we got here? How's your business? Is it struggling to keep afloat through uncertainties in lockdown? Just surviving by the skin of your teeth? Flatlining revenues and or declining profits? Not making any money anytime soon? Or are you making good headway and doing fine but would like to grow more? Well, just like you, the last year has been tough, but we've learned some exciting things along the way, and I want to invite you to a webinar on Thursday the 18th of March at 1 p.m. to share with you the key strategies and tactics that have enabled ourselves and our clients to survive, thrive and grow in these unprecedented times. This is from Dr. Wayne Wright, and you can find out more about this, Dr. Wayne Wright, and his webinar by going to his website, which is www.wsqsolutions.com. Check that out. Check out the webinar, which is happening this Thursday at 1 p.m. Do you know what? I think it might be time for some tunage. Bit of cheesy tunage, and then we're going to hear from our first guest. Does that sound like a plan? Let's do that.
Jaguar. I bought it in Primrose Hill from a bloke from Brazil. It was made in 59 in a factory by the Tyne. It says Morris on the door, the GPO owned it before. I drive in it for my job, the governor calls me a slob, but I don't really care. It's a bit old but it's mine. I mend it in my spare time. Just last week I changed the oil, the rocker valves and the coil. Just last week I changed the oil. Last week it went round the clock. I also had a little knock. I dented somebody's fender. He learned not to park on a bender. I've been driving in my car. It don't look much, but I've been far. I drive up to Maswell Hill. I've even been to Selsey-Bill. I drove along the A45. I had a rap 258. This copper stopped me the other day. Your mistake, what could I say? The tyres were a little worn. They were okay, I could have sworn. I like driving in my car. I'm satisfied I've got this far. Look much, but I've been far. I like driving in my car, even with a flat tire. I like driving in my car. It's not quite a Jaguar. I like driving in my car. I'm satisfied I've got this far.
Madness there, driving in my car. Do you see what I did there? It's world cheesy tunage, that, isn't it? Anyway, we caught up with Mr. Terry Thorpe of DG East Vehicle Supply Services. Let's hear what Terry had to say.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome into the bunker Mr. Terry Thorpe of DG East Vehicle Services. Good afternoon, Terry. How are you?
Good afternoon, Paul. Very well indeed. I hope that you are also in the rudeness of health.
Yeah, struggling by. You know what it's like. It would be nice to go out occasionally, but I'm sure we're getting there soon. I'm gearing up for my vaccine now. Being of such a great age, I'm allowed my vaccine now. So I should be getting that shortly. I don't know if that allows me out or not, but there you go. So it's a pleasure to welcome you onto the show, Terry. You have been on the show before, and it's always good to talk to you. But we're going to talk today about your business, DG East. So why don't we kick off with you telling the listener a bit about what you do?
Right. Well, let's give you a very brief summary of the business activities. We were operating for probably in excess of 30 years in the leasing market, originally owned by a very old friend of mine who I joined in partnership in 2007. Most of the business activities were supplying to companies, both cars and commercial vehicles, by any method of funding that the customer should desire.
Right.
Unfortunately, due to his health situation, he had to retire in 2012, where I took on the business entirely and have operated as a sole trader for that period of almost 9 years.
Okay, excellent. So you work in the area of vehicle leasing, and you do cars and light commercial vehicles for businesses. Do you handle personal leases as well?
Yes. I mean, obviously, the motor industry has changed quite a lot over the last few years. More and more people now would rather have a personal lease arrangement because it doesn't tie up such an enormous amount of capital. I mean, you know, a motor vehicle now is £20,000 and well upwards from there.
Yeah.
If you can do a lease arrangement whereby you're getting it on a significant discount because of the purchasing power of the leasing provider, and you are paying a monthly rental, which is basically covering half the cost of the vehicle, at the end of the agreement, it's taken away, it's sold, probably in an auction house by the leasing company, and you go off and do the same thing again if that's the way you'd like to run your motor vehicle.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of things there, and I want to cover a lot of them because, like a lot of people, many years ago, I bought company vehicles, and as a director of a company, I owned a company car. And, of course, that started to become somewhat expensive from a taxation point of view. For those people who don't know, the Inland Revenue operate a scheme on company cars where you're taxed partly on the value of the car, the list price value of the car, and partly on its CO2 emissions. And that can get quite expensive from a taxing point of view, especially if you have any kind of luxury car. So for me, I moved away from owning company cars quite a long time ago. So my first question to you, Terry, is what's the situation now? Are people still buying them, you know, company? I know that companies obviously buy vans and things for the operation of their business, but are directors and people involved with the business still operating company cars on a large basis?
A lot of the clients that I have are shrinking their fleets. They've obviously had the influence of the accountant who said we're paying out enormous amounts of money here as a benefit, because that's how the Chancellor looks at it, benefiting kind, how he levies tax on you. And because of that, the user has seen his tax bill going up and up and up every year.
Yeah.
There's very few ways around it. Fully electric is one way because they want everybody drive a green car. Hybrid cuts it to some extent, but if you're running a diesel or a petrol vehicle, the Chancellor is not your best friend.
Absolutely. So a lot of us have moved away from owning company cars on that basis, as you've quite rightly said, and we've moved towards acquiring vehicles in a different way. Now, personally, I've been personally leasing vehicles now for 8 or 9 years. When I first did it, even my accountants were going, well, I'm not really sure that's the best way to do it. And I worked the numbers out and I kept thinking, I don't see why. Unless my numbers are completely up the spout, it looks pretty good to me. So I've been a big fan of personal leasing. What's the situation as far as you're concerned?
I think more and more people are open to the idea. Yeah. There's been a historical issue with people who want to own the vehicle. Mm. For some reason, they want to look out on the drive and see this large lump of metal that's depreciating like a stone off a cliff, but they want to own it. Mm. So it is an education situation. And the modern customer now is more used to everything being paid on a rental or an installment basis.
Yeah.
TV, furniture, holidays, running your life on credit cards. So the car becomes the next progression from how much a month is this going to take from my salary? Can I afford it? Yes, I will go and get the new car. And then once they're doing that for the first one, the second one becomes easier because that amount of expenditure is budgeted for, yeah, and then the car just gets changed on the 3 or the 4 year cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of roll it over, don't you? Just, you know, hand the old one back, take a new one, maybe pay a few extra pounds because we all know what it's like. On you go. It was interesting what you were saying earlier as well about the fact that the leasing companies, when they get the cars returned, tend to send them to an auction site. And the reason I smile about that is 3 or 4 cars back, I tried to buy the car from the leasing firm at the end of the lease. And boy, was that difficult. I did manage it eventually, but it threw them into all kinds of confusion over what they could do about it. So you're right. They normally just shift them onto an auction company, do they not?
Well, the problem with you wanting to buy the vehicle is you're breaking the model.
Yeah.
They have contracts with auction houses all over the country.
Yeah.
They pay a very small entry fee and they pay a very low commission because they're dealing in volume. Yeah. And the car industry is always about volume.
Yeah.
So obviously that tends to mean that if you want to go and buy your vehicle, they will make it a rather expensive exercise because it involves paperwork, it involves logistics,
yeah,
it involves waiting for your money to clear, whereas through the auction house, they probably get paid out within 36 hours of the sale nowadays.
Yeah.
Which is a much cleaner, tidier. They will put 200 vehicles through a sale in one afternoon, and they'll do that in 6 or 7 locations around the country.
Yeah, it was probably easier if I found out where it was being auctioned and went and bought it at the auction, wouldn't it?
It would have been a lot cheaper as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've never done it again. I don't even know why I did it then, to be honest, but I did. Okay, I just so that we're clear, because there will be a lot of people out there that don't understand how a personal contract lease works. And of course, there's a lot of jargon in the industry as well. And a lot of people will hark back to the days of balloon payments and all that kind of stuff. So could you just give us an overview, Terry, of the usual way that people do it? Because you still can have all these other things, but
yeah, you can have a myriad of funding methods. And as you say, jargon is always the problem because letters and numbers come into it. And the average customer gets totally bamboozled. He walks in a showroom into the gin palace, wherever it is,
yeah,
and suddenly he's being fired at all this scrambled egg of different letters and numbers.
Yeah.
Very simply, you have to make a decision. Do you want the opportunity to own the vehicle at the end?
Yeah.
In which case you need to either do a hire purchase agreement or a personal contract purchase.
Yeah.
The word purchase means you have a chance of owning it, either because you've paid off all the capital over the period completely, or you've left the balloon, the guaranteed future value, or whatever term they want to call it.
Yeah.
That, with a PCP, personal contract purchase, which we have to tell you exactly, means that there's a figure given to you at the beginning of the agreement, which you can buy the car for.
Right.
But you have the option at the end of the agreement to say, that's too much money for me, take it away. Nothing further to pay other than if you've obliterated the car with damage or burnt the seats or done far more miles than you told them you were going to.
Sure.
Then you will get a penalty.
Yeah.
If you go down the other route of a hire, think of going into the airport and hiring a car for 2 days, you pay a fee.
Yeah.
On a contract hire, you're doing the same, but it's not 2 days, it's 2 years, it's 3 years, sometimes it's 4 years.
Yeah.
That way, you don't have the chance of buying it at the fixed price because you're only hiring the product.
Mm.
Now, with business, that becomes advantageous for VAT implications, which obviously is why so many businesses were doing the contract hire, because they're able to save some VAT. They're able to offset 100% of the charges against their company profits. So it became a very efficient way of funding vehicle fleets and giving a perk to staff who weren't allowed to have a pay rise, but they could have a better car with more furry dice in it.
Sure. Absolutely. And that, just for completeness, Terry, that's referred to as a contract hire.
Yes. Yeah. Contract hire, and you can either do it as a business or as a personal contract hire.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. It was interesting when you mentioned the mileage, because of course most of us haven't done any this year. I've got a personal contract hire on my car at the moment. I've got a 20,000 a year mileage on my car, and I've had it 2 years and I haven't even done 20,000 miles yet. I haven't even done 15,000 miles yet, but that's thanks to this wonderful lockdown that we've had. I don't suppose I'll get a discount, but here you go.
You can always ask.
Yeah, I can always not. I could ask. I probably know what the answer is as well. okay, so nowadays, contract hire is one of the main ways that businesses certainly and some individuals acquire a vehicle. Can I ask you, I have heard people muttering about this. Is it possible to have a contract of any kind, a leasing contract or a rental contract of any kind, on a second-hand car?
In some instances, they will accept vehicles up to 6 months of age. So right. A demonstrator or a pre-registered, which obviously manufacturers do a lot of pre-registering when they're trying to massage monthly figures. But on a second-hand vehicle, because you've already lost some of the value, there's less movement for depreciation and so forth, it does become a little more complicated. But you could do a straightforward hire purchase with a balloon, so that you're offsetting part of the cost for a later day until you come to dispose. So your rentals, which you're trying to minimize, are based on the amount of capital you're going to repay over the primary term. And then you worry about the balloon payment at the end of the agreement.
Right.
It's not as flexible on second-hand vehicles, and the older they get, then it becomes probably not something that can be arranged.
Yeah, and to be quite honest, not worthwhile either.
No, the thing that a lot of people don't realise is that because we've got a two-tier market, you can get a new car cheaper in a lot of cases then you can go and buy a used car of up to a year old, because the purchasing power of the major leasing companies means they dictate far better terms than one-off Mr. Smith walking in a showroom with his hard-earned cash trying to negotiate a deal to buy his new car.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been staggered, to be honest, looking at the numbers, certainly in terms of buying luxury cars. I tend to have a habit of buying luxury German cars, as a lot of people do, with a lot of bells and whistles on. And, you know, the cost of a contract hire monthly repayment is vastly cheaper than an HP payment for the car. And in 3 years' time, as it happens, my current one, I've got on a four-year lease, which I don't know how I ended up with that, but I don't normally have 4 years. I was probably being tight at the time and trying to spread the payments a bit longer. But as it's turned out, it's quite lucky because I haven't done any miles in it. but As a rough rule of thumb, and this might not count for everything, but I'm probably paying not much more than half per month of what I would pay if I bought it on HP. And that's because I'm only buying half a car, obviously.
Yes, I mean, that's the thing. It's really a numbers game. You've got to sit down, decide on the vehicle, on the mileage, on the equipment levels, and then just look at, why do I want to spend £900 a month when I can spend £475 a month? And the other thing that a lot of people want, if they're doing a higher mileage, is to include maintenance. Yeah. Because obviously all the servicing, all the tyres and everything comes into the one monthly fee. Yeah. And because it's being arranged by the leasing provider, they get better terms because they're putting lots of volume through the workshops, and you benefit from that as the end user.
Absolutely. And funnily enough, I've actually also got one change of wheels in my lease because I'm good at curbing cars. So I get one go at that. So I'm saving it up. I've curbed it about three times, so I haven't changed them yet. Yeah, I know. Okay, so I want to kind of move the discussion around a bit now, Terry, if I may, and talk about cars in general. Before the pandemic, there were a lot of people muttering different kinds of scenarios in terms of how the car market would be panning out vis-a-vis Brexit. And I want your views on if you've seen anything happen either way, as a result of Brexit. Are we seeing fewer cars coming in? Are we exporting less cars? You know, what is there a deal there? And then, of course, we've gone into the pandemic. So I want to kind of, after that, get a feel for what the market's like, has been like for the last year or so.
Well, the situation, obviously, Brexit was always going to cause issues. The big problem was, with COVID on top of it, a lot of the factories in Europe and obviously over here as well just closed.
Yeah.
And because of the time that they were closed, major issues came when they tried to reopen. Some suppliers of components were no longer there. Yeah. So they've got to go and source dashboards, window motors, trim, badging, seat. Everything that goes into a car wasn't on tap like it normally was.
Right.
And the world now is just in time, which is, oh dear, we haven't got any to build a car today because he's stuck on the M20 because there's an accident. And that is how desperately tight all the production is. And it's not just here, it's over Europe.
Yeah.
So what the knock-on effect is, if you want a new car, you're probably looking 4 months or longer.
Right.
I had one the other day. I was getting some quotes together for a customer, and I was told production had been sold out until the end of this year.
Wow.
And that's not on a very exclusive vehicle. It's a mainstream model, and there are no vehicles available until the end of the year because they've decided to move production from one engine to another and various other logistical issues. Yeah. But the problem is now, customers are having to wait longer for new.
Yep.
Because the volumes of new car sales is therefore dropping, and we've heard it at the end of the month, the figures are large percentages down. There is a vacuum of good quality used cars.
Right.
So their prices are holding up against the normal depreciation levels. And it means that you're finding you're having to pay more pounds for your 3-year-old Fiesta than you were probably 18 months or so ago.
Right. Okay. Well, let's kind of move it on a little bit. We're kind of running towards the end of the interview, but there's a few things. You know me, and you know I like my cars, and I enjoy talking about cars. For you, Terry, I mean, would you supply just about any type of car, or do you specialize in a few manufacturers?
No. We are open to the whole market. So any vehicle from any manufacturer and any method of funding. I still get people ring me up saying, I want to buy a car. Right. And we will deal with them the same as we would deal with the lease or the contract hire or whatever. Because the customer is who drives the whole transaction. If he wants to spend his money because he's got a few floorboards that are a bit bulging and he needs to take some cash out, then we will provide him a vehicle to fit what his needs are.
Okay. And do you have, just out of interest, are there any particular cars that are heavily in demand from you? You know, is there one particular make or one particular type of car? Or is it, you know, is everyone into SUVs or, you know, sports cars?
It changes daily. I mean, I supplied a hybrid yesterday to a long-standing 30-year service customer. I have a new Volvo XC90 arriving next week. I've just had a couple of vans. I've had a Vauxhall Corsa out. I've got another chap who's talking about getting himself either a Ferrari or a McLaren. So we will look at anything. And quite often, it's changing on a daily, weekly basis.
Absolutely. Well, you preempted my question there, because I was going to ask you what's the most exotic car that you've sourced.
I had a guy who is rang up and said, I want an Type R Jaguar.
Right.
And we found that. And when I took it back from him last year, the comment was, right, I'll be in touch once this pandemic's over and I'll decide whether it's the Ferrari or the McLaren that we go for.
Right.
But we've got, you know, people with high-end BMWs and Mercedes. And I haven't yet had anybody ring up for the Lamborghini, but we're waiting for that one.
Okay. All right. I know someone that likes a Lamborghini. I'll put them in touch. Terry, as always, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on The Bunker Show. If people want to find out more about DG East and about all the services, what's your website?
www.dgeast.co.uk. However, it is undergoing refreshment at the moment, and I'm just about to go and proofread it. So it'll be looking very, very clean and sparkling in the next 3 or 4 days.
Fantastic. So we've got a new website coming in the next few days. Yeah. So if you're going to check, give Terry a couple of days to sort the typos out and then go and have a look. And of course, you're also very active on Twitter, DG East 1. Terry, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's been a pleasure to talk to you as always. Keep on keeping on. Just one last question. What's the market been for you like over the last few months? Have you been busy?
Steady. I wouldn't say busy. It's been different, but I've been luckier than a lot of people because most of my clients are repeat business, and it just means that we keep trundling on as we always have done.
Fantastic. Terry, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us. www.dgeast.co.uk if you want to check it out. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks very much indeed, Paul.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Locke Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. That was Terry Thorpe of DG East Vehicle Supplies. Fascinating. As you know, I like a car, me. And it's been interesting with Brexit and the pandemic to look at the effects on the car industry, and of course our move towards a more carbon friendly transport solution. And funnily enough, I was reading the other day, a couple of days ago, that somebody was saying that they really do think that hydrogen is going to be the way forward, rather than straightforward electric vehicles. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But for the moment, there's a range of cars available and a range of ways of acquiring such vehicles. So do check out Terry's new website. It's certainly worth a look. And thank you to Terry for being on the show. I'm going to catch up with some of the tweets that we had before we heard from Terry. We were talking to a few people on Twitter. Venom Tech have said, thanks for the shout out. We'll get our chief science officer to find an exciting Venom of the week for you, for Jules and Vanilla Web. Hope you have a great Business Bunker show. Well, thank you. We look forward to that. Martin from Charity Buddy. Jules asked how he was getting on now the kids have gone back to school. He said, it's working well. The kids needed to go back, but we do miss them, but we don't miss the homeschooling. No, absolutely, Martin. Couldn't agree more. Okay, we got the Venom of the Week. They do this to me when they do this, because all this stuff I can't pronounce, so you're going to have to forgive me if I get this wrong. But Venom Tech have said, Jules, Paul, here's the Venom of the Week for the Business Bunker Show. And our Venom of the Week is the amazing anemones, as we've got a book chapter coming out on Cnidarian venoms. Cnidarian venoms in drug discovery and cosmetics, and that's alongside Dr. Carol Trim and the Cnidarian and the Cnidarian, which is a Twitter handle. So we're having a great 11th birthday. Yeah, I was doing okay until he gave me all that stuff to say. But check it out. Give him a follow on Twitter. Venom Research is their Twitter handle, and you can find out all about the stuff they do in drug discovery using venom from various exotic creatures. A fascinating place. I haven't been over there for a couple of years, but they're based over at Discovery Park in Sandwich, and the last time I went to visit them, I was absolutely blown away by the stuff they're doing. Check them out. Really fantastic Kent-based company. Do keep your tweets coming. Adrian Kearney from AK Pet Services. He says, good afternoon, everyone, on the Business Bunker Show. I'm listening live today. Well, thank you for joining us, Adrian. Pleasure to hear from you. Adrian's going to be a guest on the show in a couple of weeks' time, so we're looking forward to catching up with Adrian. As I say, keep your tweets coming. But what I'm going to do now, I'm going to change the running order a little bit from previous weeks, and we're going to hear the Federation of Small Business News next.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
The Federation of Small Business has announced new appointments for the Kent area. These are people who step into a range of volunteer roles with a nationwide business organisation. Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law will become Kent and Medway area leader alongside Tracy Westall, who is the director of Pecunia Limited. Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media, who's well known throughout Kent through her free ZC Social Media Academy training days for small businesses, has been appointed to a new role as Digital and Tech National Lead under National Policy Chair Martin McTague. David Millam, who's the FSB South East Regional Chair, says these new appointments are very exciting. We're lucky to have such talented and enthusiastic members in Kent stepping forward to volunteer and represent the wider membership. I've no doubt that Gemma and Zoe will bring great insight, ideas and support to the FSB as a whole, both in Kent and nationally. Gemma Fairclough-Haynes said, I'm super delighted to announce that I'm joining the FSB team as area leader for Kent and Medway. Over the years, I've received great support as an FSB member, and I'm excited to be able to take more of an active role in supporting our local businesses. Zoe Cairns says, I'm looking forward to supporting small businesses further with their digital and social media needs right across the UK. Between them, Gemma, Tracy and Zoe bring knowledge and experience of employment law and HR, social media content and strategy, cash flow and credit management to the FSB and to the wider small business community. Deb Turner, who was previously Kent Area Leader, now acts as FSB National Lead for Women in Enterprise, as well as being the South East Policy Chair. So, fantastic. Congratulations to all those people. We're really looking forward to you all taking up your new appointments and working with you in the Federation of Small Business. So, fantastic. Well done, everyone. Okay. Business organisations will highlight COVID challenges and successes of women in enterprise. The UK's largest business organisation, the FSB, will use this year's International Women's Day theme to focus on the challenges and successes of women in enterprise over the past 12 months. Business owners from across the UK are invited to take part in the online event on the 18th of March, where an all-female panel will be interviewed by FSB National Chair for Women in Enterprise, Deborah Turner. Research shows that women have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic, says Deborah, who herself runs two businesses and juggles caring responsibilities. Our Small Business Index shows that business confidence levels amongst women in enterprise dropped significantly, as did applications for finance and aspirations for growth. More women-led businesses have had to close or mothball than male-led businesses during this difficult time. On the 18th of March, we'll be hearing from women in enterprise who, despite difficulties and barriers, have managed to not only keep trading, but also to scale, adapt and succeed. We'll hear about the skills, knowledge and connections they've used to overcome the COVID-19 challenges, and we'll be sharing their stories to help us all overcome the difficulties facing us as business owners. We're delighted that all our panellists are inspirational in their own right and have a wealth of experience and insights ready to share. Throughout the month, Women in Enterprise will be celebrated on FSB social media. Businesses can follow and join in via the hashtag choose to challenge and hashtag how does she do it. To book a place on the webinar, the event is open to all business owners and the self-employed, and you can reserve your place by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB, and there's details there plus a link to reserve your place. They're also going to record the event, and it will be available to watch on demand if you can't make it on the day. So do look out for that on the 18th of March, Women in Business event. On Wednesday the 24th of March, there's Maidstone Virtual Networking. Peter Searle is hosting this FSB Connect online event alongside Metro Bank. Isla Butler, who's the BID manager for One Maidstone, that's the business improvement district for the town, will be providing an update on the work of the town centre's business improvement district. These Maidstone events are relaxing networking with like-minded business owners, and everyone is welcome. I'll give you the link to find out more and book your place on any of these things in a moment. They're all in the same, you can find them all in the same place, so I'll give you the link in one go. Small Business Finance, what are your options? Do you find finance jargon confusing? Don't worry, you're not alone. Our blog outlines the pros and cons of several popular funding options. You can download our complete step-to-step guide. It's a free guide to finding the right finance for your business. It's packed with tips and free advice from our experts at FSB Funding Platform. On Tuesday the 23rd of March, that's next Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m, Improving Greatness Within Your Business. Neuro-linguistic programming is based on modelling those who are exceptional in their field. In this webinar, you will be guided through a six-level process which will enable you to ensure consistency, congruence and greater success within your business. Guest speaker is Emma McNally, and the event is hosted by David Bell. If you want to register for this event, you need to go to fsb.org.uk/event calendar, Improving Greatness. That's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/ Improving Greatness. Apprentices and employers invited to celebrate at the third Kent and Medway Apprenticeships Virtual Graduation. The team behind the county's largest celebration of apprentices is back with a date for 2021. It's been confirmed that Friday the 8th of October will once again mark the success of apprentices employed by firms across Kent and Medway in a unique ceremony. The event will be streamed via a bespoke online ceremony that will be accessible to employers, apprentices, their families and supporters. More than 220 apprentices to date have been personally congratulated by keynote speakers, Minister for Skills and Apprentices Gillian Keegan MP, as well as entrepreneur and director of Be The Business, Anthony Impey, MBE. At both virtual and real-life events over the past 2 years, KMFM head of multimedia news, Nicola Everett, was the 2020 host. And in an event that combined pre-filmed footage with a live stream half-hour ceremony. FSB Southeast Policy Chair Deborah Turner says apprenticeships are win-win for everyone. Apprentices get the opportunity to learn on the job, gain nationally recognised qualifications and earn a salary. In turn, small business owners benefit from enthusiastic individuals who become valuable members of the team. Despite many small businesses and their staff having had a turbulent time, we're determined to celebrate the employers and apprentices who have pushed through, carried on, and developed important skills. Paul Winter, who's the chair of the Kent and Medway Skills Commission and member of the Kent and Medway Apprenticeship Graduation Steering Group, is a former hire apprentice. Paul says, "I know how much I would have valued a formal graduation. It was only after attending my son's university graduation that I realised how much my parents would also have taken great pride in attending my own ceremony. An additional benefit of this year's virtual apprenticeship graduation is that there's no limit on the number of family, friends and neighbours that can attend." Louise Aitken, who's the skilled lead at the Southeast Local Enterprise Partnership, says it's fantastic to hear plans are afoot for a Kent and Medway apprenticeship graduation in 2021, particularly after the success of last year's virtual event. The 2020 ceremony was the first of its kind that I'd experienced. It captured the special setting of Rochester Cathedral, along with the celebration and recognition of the significant achievements of the apprentices graduating. It was great to see those recognised by the Skills Minister, Gillian Keegan, too. A brilliant innovation and important event. To register your interest for the 2021 virtual graduation event, either as a sponsor, an apprentice or an employer, please go to www.kandmappgrad.org. That's kandmappgrad.org to register your interest. I said I'd give you the link for booking the webinars and various meetings, and that is kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB, or you can go to bizradio.co.uk and click the FSB tab at the top of the page, and that will take you to all the details about all the events that the FSB are running and all the links to book your places or reserve your place or to find out more about what's going on. If you'd like to explore the FSB Legal Hub, you're enabled to browse over 1,100 documents, fact sheets and templates covering a host of categories, and it's all available 24/7. It covers HR, debt recovery, health and safety, cyber security and so much more. There's also a wealth of helpful resources and documents related to COVID-19. To access the hub, simply log into fsb.org.uk and click through from the dashboard to the Legal Hub. Do check that out. Also, how to stay compliant with workplace pensions. As an employer, it's your responsibility to ensure a compliant workplace pension is in place for all eligible employees. Even if you're the only employee or you only employ one person, you're still responsible for making sure that they have a pension scheme set up and that you carry out your duties. Failure to do so can result in fines, so it pays to stay up to date. Be proactive about pensions with our top tips for compliance, and you can find out all the issues that you need to know plus some top tips by going to fsb.org.uk/resources page. How to stay compliant. That's fsb.org.uk/resources page/how to stay compliant. And you can now do all of that straight from your phone because the FSB have launched the FSB app. With the new FSB app, we're on your side wherever you are. Manage your membership on your mobile, access your benefits and find out what's happening near you. It's never been easier to make the most of the FSB. Simply click on the Apple App Store button if you're an iPhone user, or the Google Play Store button if you have an Android phone, and download the FSB app now that enables you to do all the things we've just talked about directly from your phone. So that's the FSB news for this week. We'll be back next week with another FSB News Roundup. Okay, let's go back to Twitter and see what we've got coming in there. Not a lot of them. Oh, yes, we have. Hold on. Zeynep Noronha's going, I'm really annoyed. My internet's playing up and I keep losing you. Oh, sorry to hear that, Zeynep. You can always listen on Catch Up, though. That's the way to do it if you get a problem. Tracy Ferguson has said, fabulous news and many congratulations to Gemma, Tracy and Zoe on their new FSB appointments. Absolutely, 100%. What a fantastic team the FSB are building. Venom Tech said, great work on pronouncing. See, they've done it again. Great work on pronouncing Nidarian. It is indeed a silent C. We always love the shout-outs. Thank you. I kind of worked that out because I couldn't say it with a C. Well, let me tell you, it's spelt C-N-I-D-A-R-I-A-N. I have no idea how you pronounce it, but I've pronounced it Nidarian, and it seems I was almost right. So there you go. Cool. Tracy says, very interesting conversation with Terry on how the car market and needs have changed over the past year. Unsurprising, really. I've hardly driven my car over the last year. Yeah, I know. I was saying the same to Terry there, that I've got personal contract hire, which gives you a certain amount of miles a year. And I've had the car 2 years now, and I haven't even done the first year's mileage yet. But I don't suppose I'll get a rebate. But there you go. It's amazing how little we've done, isn't it? And, of course, I suppose the upside of that is saved a fortune on fuel. But... yeah, well, there you go. So do keep your tweets coming in. Tweet me at VanillaWeb and remember to use the hashtag BBunker so that I can find your tweet. I'm just trying to make sure I haven't missed any. McNades have tweeted talking about... McNades have tweeted in relationship to what I was saying about the lovely Paul Barbara. Is a chef, and he makes the most fantastic curries, and he actually is based at McNaid's a couple of days a week, and McNaid's have just shouted out the same that I did earlier. Congratulations to him for making the top three in the Taste of Kent Awards. I have to tell you, you got to try his curries. They're absolutely out of this world. They are absolutely to die for. And I think Paul's at McNaid's on a Friday and a Saturday, I do believe. You can check that out by going to their website. We've had a tweet from Neville Gaunt joining in with Jules and her back catalogue of photographs of the Business Bunker show. I'm just trying to see, make sure I haven't missed anybody. Something there from Tenterton Chamber. I can't find it now. It's annoying. When you're trying to find things on Twitter, you can never find them. And then as soon as you stop looking, they suddenly pop up. Let me see if I can find the one that just went through from Tenterton Chamber. Let's see what I had to say. Although they're talking about food as well, about Thai takeaways from the Caxton in Tenterton. Oh, okay, cool. We'll give that a try. Fantastic. Thank you for that. Do keep your tweets coming. We'd love to hear from you. We're shortly going to be joining the Channel Radio newsroom. There's been loads of tweets coming in, and I keep missing them and can't find them. And I see them go through, and I think, oh, I must read that in a moment, and then I can't find it again. I'm sure I saw another one from Sarah at Rockfit. Anyway, I'll find it during the news break while it's on. Zeynep is telling me about the International Women's Day celebration that I was just mentioning in the FSB news, and she says she's looking forward to this event. If I can rejig some appointments, I'll be speaking at the FSB London Wellbeing Support virtual event on the 14th of March. Okay. No, it's not the 14th of March, is it? It's 14th of May, you mean, because 14th of March is already gone. Cool. Okay, good. I think we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom, and then when we come back, we've got another guest to talk to, and I'm going to catch up with the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews. Channel Radio News Update.
The Duke of Edinburgh has returned to Windsor Castle following his month